833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
In what's sometimes referred to as music's biggest night of the year, the Grammys were awarded last night.
I'm an Englishman in New York.
That Sting performing one of his classics on last night's show, but one act on the program did not sit well with the Trump administration. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley tweeting about it, saying that having artists and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton read excerpts from the controversial book Fire and Fury about the Trump administration ruined the show for her. Clinton was the last act in the sketch that had musicians auditioning to read the audio version of Michael Wolff's book.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Commerce Department reporting this morning consumer spending climbed 0.4% last month, the biggest increase in household buying since 2011. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
Federal health officials are warning this year's flu outbreak is more severe than any since the 2009 flu pandemic, and they say its intensity continues to increase. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the number of people experiencing flu-like symptoms has been increasing, and hospitalizations for influenza also rising. Most people with the flu this season are infected with the H3N2 virus, one of the most severe and most deadly strains of the seasonal flu, according to the CDC. They say the 2017 to 2018 flu season is likely to still have several more weeks to go. Four people are dead after a shooting at a car wash in a small town about an hour south of Pittsburgh. As troopers say, a 28-year-old man ambushed the four as they arrived yesterday morning. The shooter has a gunshot wound to the head, and he's not expected to survive. Family members say the gunman had dated one of the victims. Jealousy, apparently, was a factor in the shooting. The Mexican Navy says it's no longer searching for a Louisiana woman who went overboard a week ago yesterday from the Carnival Triumph cruise ship. Juana Brooks disappeared into the Gulf of Mexico on the second day of what was to be a five-day cruise of New Orleans for her. And the AFC is the Pro Bowl winner after coming from behind to edge the NFC 24-23 at Camping World Stadium in Orlando yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the fact that Raritan Valley Community College, the students that are going in there today usually don't have a set career path. They usually don't have it all figured out yet, and they're going there to try a couple of things out. There's more internship-time programs now that are being available at RVCC and other places. So you're kind of a model for that situation. You get that experience.
Absolutely. When I advise students, I try to relate to them. That's the best way to advise somebody, is that you can share a connection to show them that you understand what they're going through.
Right.
And for them, they initially might see my title and assume perhaps I was one of those people who had life figured out from the time I was 10 years old and I had a direct career path and knew exactly what I wanted all along.
Sure.
And once they hear a little bit about my struggles, my trying plan A, plan B, plan C, some ups and downs in my life to eventually get to a career that I'm well suited for, I think it gives them a calmness that
sure.
allows them to realize they don't have to figure out life at 18.
They don't have to have an answer for everything.
It's an ongoing process to eventually reach that perfect fit.
Excellent.
Good morning, good afternoon now. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, and this is Get Healthy Hunterdon. We have a wonderful show all set up for you today, so we're going to get through things that normally have to be taken care of. So we're going to do the weather here. So this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 44 degrees, northeast wind around 8 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 29 degrees, northeast winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. Tuesday, get ready, a chance of snow with a slight chance of light snow before 7 a.m. So on your way to work tomorrow, then a chance of snow after 7 a.m. That's interesting. So it'll be snowing all day. Cloudy with a high near 36. Light north wind becoming northwest 6 to 11 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 23 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. New snow accumulations of less than 1 inch is possible, though. And good afternoon, listeners. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. We're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And one of the nice things that you have demonstrated to all of us at Nutrimost of Flemington is your continued support and belief in our program over there. And what you did was you actually nominated us for that coveted honor with Hunterdon Happening Magazine. So what we're asking is everybody to go to Hunterdon.HappeningMag.com, go into the happening list, go to wellness, then click on Nutrimost of Flemington and vote for us and stuff. We would greatly appreciate it, and we appreciate you seeing the benefits that we've had brought here to Hunterdon County over the past 2.5-3 years. And we can probably very safely say that we are seeing less and less of Hunterdon, and that's a fact, folks. All right, so we've got a wonderful show here today and stuff, and it's interesting that Barbara Pearson, who is with the New Jersey Blood Service, which is a division of New York Blood Center, the two of us have known each other since grammar school when I came here in sixth grade and back in the, I don't even say it, but the 60s, I guess. So we've had a long run, and Barbara and I have been tag teaming through Hunterdon County here, hitting each other and missing and getting dates down on the calendar and all. So we finally came together here. And we're going to be able to do this amazing program. So we're going to talk about blood. A lot of people go and donate, or maybe not a lot of people go and donate blood. But in Hunterdon County, we want to make you a little bit more aware about the services that are provided and just how helpful donating a pint of blood periodically can be to your fellow beings here on the earth and stuff. So, Barbara, without any further ado, welcome to the show, Get Healthy Hunterdon. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you arrived at the blood bank here?
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me here today. I know our history goes back long into grade school and high school, and it's wonderful to reconnect today, both as professionals in our chosen field of business. I started with New Jersey Blood Services back in 1981. I was working for the county social services. I have my degree in sociology, and I was a social worker for the county, and we happened to have a blood drive there that day. And a friend of mine said, you know, Barb, you've got a background in owning an ambulance business and being an EMT. You know, you might just like coming and working for the blood center, and we just happen to have an opening. So, Ron, that happened back in 1981, and I have been blessed to be able to be a part of saving lives ever since.
Isn't that amazing? So often and stuff, people think you have to put on a white jacket or a pair of scrubs and stuff in order to help and save lives and all. But here we have another path and another route that if it weren't for this particular service that you do and stuff, those people in the hospital wouldn't be able to function and all and do the amazing, the incredible, the miracle life-saving jobs that they do. How do we go from donating a pint of blood to helping out people in the hospitals, the doctor's offices, emergency rooms, and even right there on the battlefields and stuff?
Sure, Ron. Well, by donating blood, it's a very safe, simple procedure. And I always kind of tell everyone that it is very safe. People still come up and say, is it really safe? And yes, it is. We use all sterile equipment. We prep the arm first. So I'll just take you through a little bit of what occurs at a blood drive. When you first come in, you're greeted and said, thank you so much for coming out today. And we have a computerized registration, so you sit at a little laptop and you plug in all your information as far as your name and your home address. And then we do ask you some medical questions, very basic. Are you feeling well today? Are you on any medication? That type of thing. And then when you're finished with the registration process, we actually have what we call our medical history, or it's really a mini physical, where you'll come in and speak confidentially with one of our staff, and they'll take your blood pressure and your temperature. We'll check your iron that day to make sure you're healthy enough to give blood. Answer a few more questions. And I use this as a mini physical. And I relay a story about several months ago. We had a gentleman who came to donate, and his pulse was very low. And so he was unable to donate. So he was a little concerned about that, and so was his family. He went to an urgent care and was referred to a cardiologist and actually had a pacemaker implanted.
Holy cow. Just from popping into your facility to do a good deed and stuff and donate, you actually saved his life.
Absolutely. And his doctor said, you know, you went to go save a life today, and you actually saved your own today.
Isn't that something? So you just never know how that can all come together.
Never know how that might come together. So after your mini physical, then you actually go and donate that unit of blood. And we all have anywhere between 10 and 12 units of blood in our body. So by donating one unit of blood has no ill effects. The fluid portion, which is about 95% of the blood, is replaced within 24 hours. And the platelets regenerate themselves very quickly also, and the red cells regenerate themselves in about 35 days. So it's very healthy to give blood, and so you're going to lie down on our table and be greeted by one of our phlebotomists, a fancy name for someone who will draw your blood. And the donation process only takes 5 to 8 minutes.
Wow, that's quick.
That is quick. You're on the bed a little bit longer because you're going to talk to the phlebotomist, and you're going to donate the unit of blood and hold that little bandage on your arm. And then we're going to take you over to our refreshment area, and that's one of our favorite parts, especially our Oreos and Lorna Doones, and have something to drink and eat. And I'll talk a little bit later about the blood drives we do at the Flemington Elks, because occasionally we have nice gifts that we give our donors. Mm-hmm. So the whole process, we ask people to allow an hour to be on site with us, and we can go into a little bit more detail in a few minutes.
All right, very good. And I just got the cue that we need to take a little commercial break, so hang on to that thought.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. We are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And today we've got an amazing show here and stuff, and we're talking about blood. And we have Barbara Pearson, who is the regional representative for the New Jersey Blood Service, which is a division of the New York Blood Center. And off air and stuff, we were talking about funny situations and everything. And our church always has a blood drive. So the big thing is to have Father Flanagan flip his fluffy buttermilk pancakes after you donate and stuff. So, you know, I hold the record there, or at least I did last time, for 4.5 minutes to get the pint out and stuff. So the girls were like amazed that, you know, I didn't get up and, you know, have to have issues and things like that. But, you know, so I got an extra fluffy buttermilk pancake on my stack that day from Father Flanagan. So, Barbara, why don't we continue on off air? We were talking about this amazing route that goes on with a pint of blood, an amazing process that you start off with. Everything sounds like it's very meticulous in as far as checks and double checks to make sure that people that are not in the proper physical or emotional, mental, or even chemistry-wise to be able to get through the screening process. And then we just finished up with extracting that pint of amazing blood from the person, and let's continue on with the route.
Good, good. Well, going back to what you were saying about the medical history, we want to make sure that it's healthy for the donor and also the recipient. So that's why our medical criteria is very stringent, but we also want to make it a great experience for the donor. So after you've donated that gift of life, that precious fluid, and you've had your snacks in what we call canteen, then at the end of the blood drive, our blood is taken back to our laboratories, where the first thing that is done, it is tested for a number of different diseases. And after that, then the blood is split into its different components. And many of you are probably aware of the different components of blood. We have the red blood cells, which carry the oxygen, the white blood cells, which are used to help fight infection, plasma, which is used for someone who's lost a lot of fluid, and specifically our burn patients use a lot of the plasma, and platelets. And platelets are so important for our cancer patients. Along with their cancer therapies or their cancer surgeries, most cancer patients do receive platelets. Our platelets are our little clotting factor. They're kind of our first aiders that come and help whether we're bleeding inside or outside externally. So once that is done, that all takes place within 24 hours. So within 48 hours, that gift of life is out to the hospitals to save lives.
That's incredible. Such a fast turnaround. And, you know, here you're at remote locations. You're not in a hospital facility or a place that's all set up and stuff. You guys go out, set up the chairs, the tables, the equipment to get the blood out of the person. And then that quick a time and stuff, it's already being utilized by the general public that is in so vital need for it and all. Excellent.
Absolutely. We're, you know, our laboratories are 24/7, 365. We want to make sure that that blood is out there and the blood components for anyone who may need it. So, and we're always kind of in short supply of certain blood types. O negative, which is a universal donor, which means everyone can receive type O negative blood no matter what type you are. That's always in short supply because, again, our trauma centers need that particularly. A trauma patient may come in and they don't have time to determine what type the donor is, if he's ABO, but so they'll give him a type O negative blood. So
okay.
if you have any of your listeners who are O negative, we would especially encourage them to come in and donate. And also remember, you can donate blood every 56 days or up to six times a year.
Right, that's the question that a lot of people have. How often can I donate? So, yeah, that's great.
Yep, every 56 days, and we have many dedicated donors who do donate six times per
right.
year.
And it's interesting, and it's important, too, for your human body and stuff. It's good to stimulate the red blood cells that are produced in the bone marrow of the long bones of the body and stuff. So this way you yourself, your body is constantly, you know, kind of getting that little kickstart to make sure that all the systems within your body are working. So donating whole blood is just an incredible, very simple, effective way of just stimulating the body to do that and all. So excellent.
Absolutely. I always say that my blood donors are the healthiest people around.
That's funny. One of the things when I used to run a lot and stuff, and it was funny when we would go to donate because our pulses would be below 50 beats per minute. So the nurse would say, all right, you guys go run up and down the stairs a couple times to get your blood pressure back up a little bit and all. So you can kind of, you know, unofficially wean out people that are, you know, athletic and people that are in shape and then people who, you know, just about make it in there and stuff. So, yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, when you think about it, nationwide, every 2 seconds, someone is getting a blood transfusion.
Isn't that something that frequent and stuff? That's incredible. So the need for the platelets, the serum, the blood, whether it's blood type A, B, AB, or blood type O and stuff, is so important to have on hand and all.
It's always needed. And out of about 38% of the national population who are eligible to donate, again, between age 16 and 75, and also remember age 16 needs parental consent form,
okay.
But 17 to 75 are eligible to donate. Only about 5% of us actually give that gift of life.
Isn't that something? So, you know, and this falls right up in your world and things like that. How do you stimulate, you know, more of an interest in all in the general public and stuff? You know, do you go in at the high school level and start talking to the kids there? Do you talk to the adults or the parents and stuff so they come home and talk about it? How do you do that? That's got to be like a monumental task.
Yes, Ron. One of my favorite parts of this job as an account manager for New Jersey Blood Services is going out to the high schools and going into their health and PE classes.
Oh, okay.
And motivating them and educating them on the need and how simple it is and how they can be lifesavers. And it's really amazing how many of them have stories of family members that have used blood.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of time when you put that personal story to asking them to come out and having us stick a needle in their arm
right.
and being a little uncomfortable mm-hmm. and maybe a little inconvenient, they line up to give that gift of life.
Isn't that something?
At North Hunterdon High School last year, we collected 1,300 units of blood over their three blood drives.
Holy
so
cow.
Each blood drive we hold at North Hunterdon averages 400 students, parents, faculty members, community
wow.
members coming out to give that gift of life. And I've had so many high school students who have gone on to college or out to business, and I see them in the community. Being a member of the community myself, I live in Clinton Township, they come back and they'll say, Mrs. Pearson, I started donating in high school, and I still donate out at my place of business, at my college campus, and then I come back to North Hunterdon as an alumni and donate.
Look at
here
that,
too.
Like a real alumni reunion and things like that. And I'd much rather have you come in and start talking about, like, you know, blood donations. So the salary, Mr. Peterson and
yes.
stuff, the gym teacher, you know, go volleyball or go play dodgeball and stuff. So this is a great thing. And all. How long ago did they actually start coming into the high schools, though, and doing it? Because I know when we were in school, we didn't have any of this. It was, you know, listening to Mr. Peterson talk about, you know, physical education or, you know, God forbid, the sex education class we had to have.
Right. Well, so we don't have to let our listeners know what year we graduated from North Hunterdon High School, but it was we started to do blood drives probably in the mid-'80s.
So that's great then. All right.
So they have a very long-standing program.
Right. See, and that's important for us to get the young people that are growing up and stuff to have a feeling of, you know, support for the community and stuff. You know, so often they go past, you know, these horrendous accidents and traumas and things, whether it's, you know, they see it on the road, whether they see it on TV or something like that. And, you know, they've got to think, how can I help this poor person and things like that? And this is, you know, a significant, this is a monumental thing that they can very easily do in their own community, not even have to travel anywhere and all.
Right, and that's one thing I'd like to highlight, too. I mean, unfortunately, this past year, we've had some national, you know, tragic events where many people were killed and injured and needed that blood. And there was a very good quote that came out after the Las Vegas shootings, and the blood bank said, "Today's heroes were yesterday's blood donors." Because we have to make sure that it's there, out at the hospitals, already tested, already processed, and is there waiting for anyone who may need it.
Isn't that something? So your work out here, going around recruiting, setting up these blood donating centers and drives and things like that, is a critical first step in as far as you know, the hospitals, the emergency rooms, and everything else that goes on.
Absolutely.
It's incredible and stuff. So, did you ever think you were going to be a superhero when you were in high school then?
I didn't. I always wanted to be a teacher. So this kind of falls in line with that, too. I you know, again, I do go out and educate the public on the need for blood donation,
right,
and where they can donate. When I go into ShopRite, I'll get be checking my card out, and some of the young people will be the cashiers, and they say, "Aren't you the blood lady?" Or I'll go into the, you know, the local bagel store, and someone will come up and say, "Aren't you the blood lady?" So I have a different name in Hunterdon County.
Isn't that something? The blood lady. That can, you could take it both ways and stuff, whether it's good or bad and stuff. So yeah, oh, that's incredible and stuff. So we were talking about the root of the blood and things like that. Just incredible, the stories that go along with that and all. So what we're going to do, though, is we're going to take a little break here, and we will be right back with Get Healthy Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As lawmakers and the administration continue to work on plans that would protect those who've been brought to the U.S. illegally as children, so-called dreamers, President Trump this afternoon is set to detail his vision for a path to citizenship for those dreamers. Meanwhile, Congressman Louie Gohmert, the Texas Republican, says that as discussion continues on how to solve the so-called DACA dilemma, more and more illegal immigrant families are spilling over the border. So no new deal will pass without some border wall funding and tighter border security.
Until the border is secured, the Border Patrol are telling me the surge is back, and now families are coming in droves, bigger than ever.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Commerce Department says consumer spending saw its biggest increase since 2011 last month, increasing 0.4%. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
The military changing policies concerning personal fitness devices after the discovery of a major security issue. An interactive map posted on the internet shows the whereabouts of people who use fitness devices like Fitbit, but it reveals highly sensitive information about the locations and activities of U.S. soldiers at military bases. The global heat map published by the GPS tracking company Strava using satellite information to map the locations and movements of its 27 million global users and subscribers. They show up on the map as blazes of light. The U.S.-led coalition against ISIS says it's revising its guidelines now on the use of wireless and technological devices on military bases because of this new revelation. An attack at a military academy in Kabul, Afghanistan a few hours ago, leaving at least 11 Afghan soldiers dead, 16 others wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack, as well as one over the weekend that killed over 100 people. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And we are having an amazing show today with Barbara Pearson from the New Jersey Blood Service, which is a division of the New York Blood Center. Off air, we were chit-chatting about some previous things that we had covered and all, and one of the things that we wanted to talk to you about and find out a little bit more about is what kind of patients, who are the recipients of this miracle blood of or bag of blood and things like that. So Barbara, who gets this blood after you get done screening it and processing it at your facility, all within less than a 24-hour time turnaround?
That's right, Ron. You know, when I ask people to, I ask people to give blood, but I've really changed my ask recently, and I'll say to them, would you be willing to come out and save a life? And that is what they're doing. So we can talk about the lives that are saving. Who needs this blood and these blood products, the red cells, the platelets, the plasma, the even the factor VIII, which is used by hemophiliacs.
Oh, okay.
But one of our top users of blood and the blood components are cancer patients. So there's many, many different types of cancers, many, many different types of treatment, but all of them tend to use blood products, whether it's the red cell to replace that oxygen-carrying component of the blood or the platelets themselves to help control any bleeding that they may
have.
So cancer patients are our number one user of our blood and blood products, and unfortunately, all of us know family members, parts of our, you know, members of our community, people that we work with who are fighting or who have fought cancer. So this is one of the reasons many people come out and donate, because they have seen it firsthand. They have seen a loved one using the blood and the blood products along with their cancer treatments.
Right.
So that's a big one. And then we have, you know, the instances we're never prepared for, the trauma, the automobile accident, the motorcycle accident, out here in Hunterdon County, agricultural accidents that occur one time, very quickly, very traumatic, but we need to make sure that when they get rushed to a trauma center or to the emergency room, that the blood and the blood products are there, you know, for them. Some of the other patients who need blood and blood products that we don't always think of are premature babies. A lot of premature infants will need some blood products in order to thrive and to gain weight and become healthy and to be able to go home.
Isn't it something that's a whole parameter that most people would not even think about and all? So, yeah.
Exactly. And we have we put the blood into what we call pediapacks. So they're four little packs of blood that, again, because of the premature infants being so small, they just need a small amount of blood. But sometimes they need it on a daily basis.
Right. Okay.
Another patient who might need it is our burn victims. They especially need our plasma, the fluid portion of the blood. So again, we don't think often of who may need blood, but there are many, many patients out there who will need blood. How about our surgery patients? Many surgeries use a large volume of blood, and we're doing surgeries nowadays that we weren't doing years ago. When someone needed open heart surgery, when I started recruiting blood donors, we would send them all the way to Texas, and now we're doing them locally. So
here.
Any type of...
And doing it very well, I'll have you know.
Absolutely, doing very well. But open heart surgery, heart transplants, liver transplants, kidney transplants, all of those organ transplants use a massive amount of blood. And again, we want to make sure that it's there for anyone who may need it.
Right. Okay, that's interesting, though. You know, you never think about the different, you know, those day-to-day type of needs and things like that. You just basically think about, you know, the dramatic things that you see on, you know, TV and stuff, the car accidents, you know, the motorcycle accident, always a big thing. You know, here in Hunterdon County, very agriculturally minded and stuff, you know, the accidents happen like that. My grandfather lost his arm from a farm accident down here in Kingwood and stuff, you know, many years ago, but brought up to the Hunterdon Medical Center, or maybe not even then and stuff. It was Somerville Hospital and stuff, and, you know, they needed all that going on. So, you know, you provide a very valuable, you know, service, not, you know, to not just here to the local Hunterdon County area, but the surrounding area and stuff. About how far does the blood capable of traveling and things like that?
Well, being a part of the New York Blood Center, we are one of the largest blood collection agencies in the whole United States.
Oh.
So we supply over 200 hospitals in the tri-state area. So hospitals in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and parts of Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. That's a massive supply and demand that you have to hit every day. So no wonder, you know, you have to go and do a lot of these screenings and, you know, collection things and all. Do you have anything coming up in as far as collections?
I do. I just wanted to go back to our, you know, about saving lives and where the blood goes. I tell people every day that your one donation can help save up to three lives.
Wow.
So by donating just one unit of blood, your donation can help save three lives. And what I mean by that is your red cells may go to a surgery patient. Your platelets will probably go to a cancer patient. Mm-hmm. And your plasma, again, a burn victim or a surgery patient. So by taking that 1 hour out of your life, you can save up to three lives.
Isn't that incredible? I wonder if the blood carries the same memory as, like, you know, organ tissues happen and stuff. We always see these crazy movies and stuff about, you know, heart donations or eyes or things like that, and how the person, you know, receiving it has memories of the person who gave it. I wonder if that happens.
You know, that's a good question. I've never heard that before, so we may have to do a little research on that.
That would be an interesting study.
That would be fun.
See. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. So for every pint, you have the potential of at minimum and stuff of three people and stuff in those different categories, you know, surgery, you know, cancer, and then, you know, the plasma itself. When I was in undergraduate school in chiropractic school, I worked at a plasmapheresis place where I was a phlebotomist. I was drawing plasma or a whole blood out. They would spin it in a refrigerated centrifuge machine, keeping the plasma, giving back the red cells and stuff. And these people were doing that like twice a week, you know, type of doing it. So in a college environment, we had like 95% college, 5% townies. And then when I was out of chiropractic school, it was 95% townies and 5% college students and all. So, yeah. So it's just incredible, you know, where, you know, the population is that you can get to it. And this is good that, you know, you're doing it at a high school level and stuff, that, you know, you're putting the seed into these minds of these youngsters and stuff, or these young adults, I'll call them, to start, you know, doing that for the rest of your life. And like you say, you see these people after they come back to Hunterdon County to live and work and things. And, you know, they remember, you know, that probably magical moment when you got them out of physical therapy or physical education class to talk about blood donations.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we do go out to many places of business, too. here in Hunterdon County, we go up to Exxon, we go to New York Life, we go over to 3M. But we also have a regular blood drive set up twice a month at locally at our Flemington Elks, which is located right on Route 31 South. It's next to Flemington Department Store, the Subaru dealership.
And right across the street from Nutrimost of Flemington.
That's true. I was going to say that, right across the street from Nutrimost in Flemington. But the Elks have been very gracious in allowing us to use their facility, and we are there on Mondays. In fact, we're there today. When I leave the show today, I'm going to be going over to the Flemington Elks to meet and help them set up. So we're at the Flemington Elks from 2:30 to 8:30 today, and then next month in February, we'll be there on February 12th and February 26th, again, from 2:30 to 8:30. So we welcome any of your listeners to come on over to give that gift of life. We've also been able to partner with TGI Fridays, which is located right on the infamous Flemington Circle. And Ralph, the manager over there at TGI Fridays, has given us coupons for a free appetizer or free dessert for blood donor.
That's great.
So come out and donate to Flemington Elks, and you'll get a coupon for a free appetizer, a free dessert at TGI Fridays. And also, we have a raffle after each blood drive for a $25 gift certificate to TGI Fridays. So we like to have a lot of fun at the blood drives. It's a great group of people, and we invite many new donors from the area to come in and give that gift of life every month.
Right, very good. So audience and stuff, this is a great opportunity now that you're kind of excited and, you know, you want to do your part to get out there and donate a pint of blood today and stuff. Like Barbara was saying, they're at the Elks Club right across the street from what used to be the old Flemington Fair and the old Robert Hall's, and next to, of course, the Flemington Department Store. They've got amazing amount of parking. The facilities is clean, easy access to get in and out of and stuff. Great facilities, and as far as a number of tables and chairs that you'll be able to sit in comfort and go to the canteen afterwards for those victuals that they've got available for you and all. And, you know, do your part here for Hunterdon County as well as, the surrounding tri-state area here and all to donate that pint of blood. Because remember, that one pint and that one hour, let's just say, can save a life that can save at least three lives and stuff as you go along. So that's great. What we're going to do is take another commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Barbara Pearson from the New Jersey Blood Services, which is a division of the New York Blood Center.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we are Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we've been able to get an incredible show put together here for you with Barbara Pearson, who is a regional director and coordinator for the New Jersey Blood Services, which is, of course, a division of the New York Blood Center. So, Barbara, why don't we kind of recap some of the things that we've been talking about, how people can... what happens when they go to a donation, you know, through the whole process where that pint of blood goes, how it gets broken down, the people it can help, and the most important thing is how our radio listening audience can now start participating in that. And, of course, we have something going on today, which is we got to get that.
Great.
So go ahead.
Great. Well, I just wanted to, discuss again about how convenient it is to give that gift of life and how safe and how simple it is. And we find that if we make it convenient for donors, they'll come by. And that's why I always like to talk about the Flemington Elks. We're there, again, the second and fourth Monday of every month. Wonderful parking, very easy to get in and out of there. Come on in, and we have a very welcoming staff that will come in and, again, help you through the registration process, the medical history. Again, very safe, simple process, then actually the donation, and then having refreshments. So, again, an hour out of your life to save three lives, how wonderful is that?
That's incredible.
And if the Flemington Elks is not convenient for you, you can go on our website, www.nybloodcenter.org, plug in your zip code, and find a blood drive in your area. We just had one last weekend at the High Ridge Rescue Squad. We do the Clinton Rescue Squad host blood drives, the Clinton United Methodist Church. So we have blood drives throughout the county at many, many different areas. Our Lady of Lourdes, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton have blood drives on Sundays where it's convenient for donors to come in right after masses. So go on our website, and there's lots of blood drives that are convenient for people in Hunterdon County. But again, remember today we're going to be at the Flemington Elks from 2:30 to 8:30 if you'd like to come by and pick up your coupon for TGI Fridays.
So this is a call to all the radio listeners and stuff. After we get done with the show, it's 1 o'clock, so you have enough time to go take a shower, get all cleaned up, so you can go be one of the first ones on the donation table there and all. Get your coupon for the TGIFs, and then put your name into that raffle for the bigger prize and all. But the important thing is that you will have done an amazing helpful gesture on your part with not so much time out of your schedule, with the potential of saving a minimum of three people or helping them on their road to recovery here in Hunterdon County and the surrounding areas. So this is an amazing opportunity and stuff. And Barbara, I can't tell you how wonderful this was, and the hour's almost up and stuff. So why don't we just recap about how our radio listening people can actually get ready to go donate and stuff. Where are the facilities at that they can go to today and elsewhere, and contact, and as far as an email, a website, phone numbers, and things like that?
Certainly. I want to leave you with lots of contact information. I'm always available either through my email or my work cell phone. Again, today we're going to be at the Flemington Elks, which is on Route 31, right by the Flemington Department Store. We'll be there from 2:30 until 8:30 today. And we usually have a very nice turnout. We usually have between 30 and 35 donors.
That is
so
good.
At the end of the evening, when I look at it, if we have those 30 or 35 donors, they will have saved over 100 lives by the end of the week. So here in Hunterdon County, we're really doing a phenomenal job at saving lives every month just by that one blood drive. That doesn't include all the other blood drives are going on in the area. I'd love to speak to anyone to either help them make an appointment anywhere in Hunterdon County or to answer any questions they may have. So, Dr. Miola, my phone number is area code 732-616-8146. That's 732-616-8146. And again, my name is Barbara Pearson. Or feel free to email me at bpearson, so it would be bpearson, at nybloodcenter.org. And I look forward to hearing from anyone. If any of your listeners would like to make an appointment, we have an 800 number that they can call in and make an appointment. It's 1-800-933-BLOOD, 1-800-933-2566.
Excellent. Very, very good. Very informative. A great way to help participate in not just, you know, locally, but regionally, as well as, you know, tri-state area-wise and stuff, helping, you know, another fellow human with not a lot of, you know, time out of your schedule and all. You owe it to yourself to go and donate and stuff so you can actually meet and greet with the blood lady here, which will be a fun opportunity and stuff, and a photo op even for you if you want. So, Barbara, anything to wrap up before we go?
Well, I just hope that your listeners, even if they are not in the Hunterdon County area, will come out and give that gift of life, whether it's at a community blood drive, their place of worship, their place of business. And if they cannot donate for health reasons, I'd like them to encourage other people, other family members, friends, neighbors, other employees that they work with, kind of be my ambassador out there.
Excellent.
And from what you've learned today as my ambassador, go out and spread the word about giving the gift of life and saving lives.
Very good. That is amazing. So again, save a life and get a coupon at TGIF's and a raffle for even bigger and better door prizes at that and all. Barbara, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on. We've been doing telephone and hit and miss and stuff all the way from the Flemington Fair last year and stuff. So we finally got her on the chair. We got her behind the mic, and just incredible wealth of information she has, both for our Hunterdon County listeners and the listeners of the program and all. So again, I thank you, and you provide an invaluable service to us here in Hunterdon County as well as around the area. And you know, you definitely have that save a life and all. So folks, you need to come and see the blood lady. All right. So for Dr. Mill from Get Healthy Hunterdon, we will see everybody next week. Have a great week then, and get down to the Flemington Elks today for a blood drive.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As lawmakers and the administration continue to work on plans that would protect those who've been brought to the U.S. illegally as children, so-called dreamers, President Trump this afternoon is set to detail his vision for a path to citizenship for those dreamers. Meanwhile, Congressman Louie Gohmert, the Texas Republican, says that as discussion continues on how to solve the so-called DACA dilemma, more and more illegal immigrant families are spilling over the border, so no new deal will pass without some border wall funding and tighter border security.
Until the border is secured, the Border Patrol are telling me the surge is back, and now families are coming in droves, bigger than ever.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Commerce Department says consumer spending saw its biggest increase since 2011 last month, increasing 0.4%. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. Have you been sticking to your New Year's resolutions? I've been saying for weeks now, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. And MyPillow wants to help you get that quality sleep you deserve. So they've extended their best offer ever. The good news is when you buy one MyPillow, you get another one absolutely free. The bad news is you have less than 2 weeks left to take advantage of this offer. Just go to MyPillow.com and make sure to use the promo code USA. MyPillow is 100% machine washable. After you wash it, toss it in the dryer and it's like new again. No more embarrassing yellow stained pillows. MyPillow also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use the promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175 and use the promo code USA. You can also use our promo code to get up to 50% off of all items on the MyPillow website. That's MyPillow.com.
With the fact that Raritan Valley Community College, the students that are going in there today usually don't have a set career path. They usually don't have it all figured out yet, and they're going there to try a couple of things out. There's more internship-time programs now that are being available at RVCC and other places. So you're kind of a model for that situation. You get that experience.
Absolutely. When I advise students, I try to relate to them. That's the best way to advise somebody, is that you can share a connection to show them that you understand what they're going through.
Right.
And for them, they initially might see my title and assume perhaps I was one of those people who had life figured out from the time I was 10 years old and I had a direct career path and knew exactly what I wanted all along.
Sure.
And once they hear a little bit about my struggles, my trying plan A, plan B, plan C, some some ups and downs in my life to eventually get to a career that I'm well suited for, I think it gives them a calmness that allows them to realize they don't have to figure out life at 18.
They don't have to have an answer for everything.
It's an ongoing process to eventually reach, you know, to reach that perfect fit.
Excellent. Excellent. So, all right. So you've been through everything, and now you've come full circle, and we now are at RVCC. Let's go before college, though. What were you thinking of doing before you got into college? What was your initial decision? Was it really a stockbroker?
Yeah.
In high school?
I saw the movie Wall Street with Charlie Sheen, and I was enamored, and I thought, wow, this is a glamorous lifestyle, and like a lot of 17, 18-year-olds, I wanted to make a lot of money, and you know that was the only thing that mattered was making a lot of money. And again, it's somewhat coincidental or ironic that I work at a college now because I don't think I could have approached